And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 15th of September, 2017. It's the birthday of the best-selling novelist of all time, and that was Agatha Christie, born Devon, England, 1890. Her books have sold more than 2 billion copies in 103 languages. She was born to an upper-middle-class family, homeschooled by her mother till she was 16. Father died when she was young, which threw the family into financial straits. Christie worked as a nurse during World War I, began writing stories mostly about spiritualism, the paranormal. Then in 1920, a novel called The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, which featured a Belgian detective named Hercule Poirot. The book was a hit. She was off and running. Her formula, fairly simple. Assemble 8 or 9 people in some place, a snowbound train, a girls' school, in a remote country house, add a murder, often by poison. In one novel, a child dies by bobbing for apples. In another, a character is electrocuted while executing a chess move. She often employed red herrings, double bluffs. In one book, the killer turns out to be a dead man. In another, the killer is a child. And in another, it turns out that all 12 suspects have committed the crime together. In 1927, Agatha Christie created the character of Jane Marple, who appears in 12 novels, Nosy Old Woman and Amateur Detective. Agatha Christie, who for most of her life pumped out one novel per year, said, 3 months seems to me to be quite reasonable to finish a book if you can get right down to it. It was on this date in 1963, Sunday morning, a bomb went off in the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, frequent meeting place for leaders of the civil rights movement. It killed 4 schoolgirls, Cynthia Wesley, Carol Robertson, Addie Mae Collins, Denise McNair. A member of the Ku Klux Klan named Chambliss was convicted of possessing dynamite without a permit, sentenced to a $100 fine, 6 months jail time, found not guilty in the murders of the 4 girls. A later investigation revealed that the FBI, under the direction of J. Edgar Hoover, had suppressed key evidence against him. He was retried 1973, found guilty, sentenced to life in prison. Here's a poem by William Blake, The Smile. There is a smile of love, and there is a smile of deceit, and there is a smile of smiles in which these 2 smiles meet. And there is a frown of hate, and there is a frown of disdain, and there is a frown of frowns which you strive to forget in vain. For it sticks in the heart's deep core, and it sticks in the deep backbone, and no smile that ever was smiled, but only one smile alone, that betwixt the cradle and grave it only once smiled can be, but when it once is smiled, there's an end to all misery. A poem by William Blake, The Smile. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.